A woman from Calico Rock was killed in an accident in Izard County last week. The Arkansas State Police report that 75-year-old Virginia Lee Post died after she drove off an embankment and overturned the car she was driving. Post was ejected from the car. The accident happened on State Highway 177 in Izard County. A man from Koshkonong was arrested earlier this month for incest and child molestation. According to reports, 41-year-old Gary Cope Jr. allegedly sexually assaulted a family member under the age of 17. When Cope was confronted by a deputy, he admitted to the assault with the admission caught on the deputy's body cam. Cope is charged with 2 counts of attempted sodomy, 2 counts of incest, and 1 count of second-degree child molestation. Cope was arrested April 10th and released April 11th on $250,000 bond. The Howell County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man in connection with the theft of a camper, ATVs, and several other items. 36-year-old Brandon Marshall Murphy was recently arrested and charged with 3 counts of stealing a motor vehicle, 1 count of stealing $750 or more. On April 1st, a suspicious structure fire occurred at an outbuilding on County Road 3020 in Mountain View. When firefighters extinguished the fire, a badly burnt side-by-side was located inside. The owner of the property said the side-by-side didn't belong there and suspected it had been stolen. On April 5th, Howell County Sheriff's Office obtained information as to who owned the side-by-side. The owner completed a property check and reported that a 24-foot bumper pull sportsman camper, ATVs, and several other items were missing in addition to the side-by-side. During the investigation, Howell County Sheriff's Office deputies obtained information regarding the whereabouts of the stolen camper. Howell County Investigation Division and assisting deputies recovered the stolen camper at a residence on State Route Y in Mountain View. An arrest was made in conjunction with the theft of the camper and other items. The ATVs stolen from the victim were located at a residence in Pomona, Missouri. The investigation has also resulted in the recovery of a four-wheeler from a different case. All cases remain under investigation at this time. Brandon Murphy was formally charged in connection with the theft of the victim's ATVs, side-by-side, and camper. The case remains, as we said, under investigation, and additional criminal charges are anticipated. A man from Norfolk, Arkansas was arrested last night in Baxter County. 40-year-old Tyler Paul Hudgens was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, Schedule 1 or 2 meth or cocaine, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, non-payment of fines, and parole violation. He's being held in Baxter County on $3,405 bond. Two West Plains residents were injured in an ATV accident west of Pomona Saturday. 19-year-old Braden Massey suffered serious injuries and was flown to Cox South in Springfield. 30-year-old Damian Henry suffered minor injuries and was taken to Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. The two were injured when Massey attempted to make a sharp turn and overturn the ATV. The accident happened on County Road 5120, 8 miles west of Pomona. A Houston, Missouri man suffered serious injuries in a motorcycle accident on Highway CC in Texas County. The Highway Patrol reports 71-year-old Herod Baker was injured when he slid off the road and overturned the Harley he was riding. Baker was flown to Cox South in Springfield. Two Success residents were injured in an accident north of Success on Bell Road. A 10-year-old boy suffered serious injuries, and 77-year-old Dean Knotts suffered minor injuries when Knotts drove off the road and hit a tree. Both were taken to Phelps Health in Rolla. Two kids from Gatewood were injured in an ATV accident east of Gatewood Sunday. The Highway Patrol says that an 11-year-old girl overturned the ATV, ejecting herself and a 10-year-old girl. Both girls suffered minor injuries and were taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. The accident happened 5 miles east of Gatewood. The Missouri 911 Service Board recently approved nearly $16.6 million in grant funding for 911 improvement projects across the state. Among those locally receiving grant money are Oregon, Howell, Texas, Shannon, Ripley, Carter, Douglas, and Ozark counties. Since the grant program was established in 2023, the Missouri 911 Service Board has held 4 funding cycles, resulting in $19.4 million in awards to 80 counties. Awarded projects focus on service level improvements and increased 911 efficiencies, including implementation of text to 911, emergency medical dispatch pre-arrival instructions, improved mapping, and sharing of 911 service across counties. Available uses for funding as well as funding mechanisms was created by the passage of House Bill 1456 by the Missouri General Assembly and signed by Governor Mike Parson in 2018. Former Arkansas Governor and U.S. Senator David Pryor, a Democrat who was one of the state's most beloved political figures and remained active in public service in the state long after he left office, has died. He was 89. Elected governor in 1974, Pryor served 4 years before being elected to the U.S. Senate, where Pryor won passage of a taxpayer's bill of rights in 1988. He called the legislation, which expanded citizens' rights when dealing with the IRS, the cornerstone of his congressional career. Students attending Missouri State University in West Plains will see increase in tuition and other fees charged for the 2025 academic year. The Missouri State University Board of Governors Executive Committee gave preliminary approval to those increases during its meeting on Thursday in Springfield. Final action will be taken by the full board during its meeting in May. Basic tuition for in-state students will go up $6 from $149 to $155 per credit hour, a 4% increase. Out-of-state students will pay $310 per credit hour in basic tuition for fiscal year 2025. This is a $12 increase over last year's $298 per credit hour rate.